Good morning. And how are you? Today, as we list, first of all, I want to apologize for the smell of the church. It's all the waterproofing they put on there. It seeps in, so it's going to be a while before it's completely gone. Second, I want to welcome all those who came to visit us for Oktoberfest. It's so good you're here. This Mass is usually more crowded, but all the workers are next door already preparing you lunch or whatever you're going to have. But let's focus on the readings. I want to briefly deal with the gospel. And the gospel deals with the landowner who goes and, you know, gives it to other people to build and to work for him. And they kill all his servants and his son. And the parable's about, do we build up our own kingdom or do we build up God's kingdom? If we, and you think about all the gifts you have, all the gifts you have been given, everything that, all your talents, they have been given to you to build up the kingdom of God. And what happens today in the gospel is they use the things that they've been given, everything was given to them, for themselves. And so that's never a good reality. So the first question you got to ask yourself today is, do you use your gifts for the building up of God's kingdom, or do you use your gifts for the building up of your kingdom and your family and your name or whatever it is? Because God doesn't deal very well with the people that waste it on themselves. Just a thought. But let's focus now on the second reading. And in the second reading, we deal with Paul. And Paul starts off by saying, have no anxiety at all. Doesn't that just comfort you? You know, have no anxiety at all. You know, every time I even put something like that on my Twitter feed at night or Facebook, people say, well, how is that going to happen, Father? You know, because again, we live in perpetual anxiety anymore, right? You know, like I've been in great anxiety for this Oktoberfest where people show up, da-da-da. But then, you know, a couple months ago, my mother was having problems, and she has these enzymes in her liver. And so the doctor says, okay, we need to get a biopsy. So my mother goes after I'm on retreat, and she calls me. I call her after my retreat, and I said, so what's up? I got to get an operation. I need both my cataracts out. And I said, okay. And she says, and then they found out I have enzymes. They want to do a biopsy, but I don't want to do it. And I says, get that done first. No, I'm going to get my eyes done first. I said, if you die of cancer, you don't need your eyes. I'm telling you, get the biopsy done first. No, so she went and she had the cataract surgery. And then after the second cataract surgery, they says, they want me to do it in October, but I told them I'm going to wait till after the first of the year. No, you're not going to wait till the end of the first of the year. You're going to get it done as soon as possible. Lariat, I said, you're not going to drive me crazy or yourself crazy. We're going to get this done. So she called me yesterday, Friday, and she says, okay, it's going to happen next Wednesday. I'm a nervous wreck. Now, if my mother's a nervous wreck, what does that make me? A nervous wreck. So I ask you to pray for my mother and that everything goes through well on the biopsy, that there's nothing there. And it's been over a year, so I'm hoping, but she's a nervous wreck, so I'm a nervous wreck. So how do we deal with the anxiety? Because anxiety is fear of the unknown, correct? And we all have it. And so when God tells us in the gospel in the first, second reading today, have no anxiety at all, I know that's nice. But then he tells us how to deal with the anxiety. Offer everything in prayer and petition. It's amazing that he talks about two different things. Prayer is just being with God. Petition is asking God. But then he has that next thing, which is the most powerful part of that read of the second reading. Offer everything to God, all your concerns, all your petitions to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. That means we already thank God for he is good and he'll take care of us, right? And again, I've told you a lot of times about the prayer of Mother Teresa, her mini novena, which her mini novena was 10 memorares. 9 is what a novena is, 9 days or 9 hours or 9 prayers. 9 in petition, and then 1 immediately for thanksgiving for God hearing our prayer. And again, it's been worked with me so many times. And again, as I talked about, I've shared with you before, you know, about 5 years ago when they thought I had lung cancer. And it was funny because Dr. McGovern was here last night when I was telling the story, you know, because I went to see him because I was having problems coughing and that, and they found a little spot in my lung about the size of a nickel. And he says, okay, it could be a shadow. Let's look back in about 6 weeks, Father. It was during my Lent time, so I went back in 6 weeks when he grabbed me. He says, you got to go. Okay, and it doubled in size to a half a dollar in my spot in my lung. And he goes, oh, Father, this isn't good. I go, tell me about it. Yeah, I know. And he says, okay, let's go get the MRI. And it was my birthday, and I went over there, and I knelt in that kneeler, and I said the mini novena. And I went to Our Lady and I says, Mom, if you want to carry me, take me home, I'm ready. But I also know the doctor can call me and say, it's nothing there, Father, there's nothing there. Huh? So as soon as I got off my knees, I walked into my sitting room and I sat there in my easy chair, and Dr. McGovern called me on the phone. And like I said last night, he was jumping up and down on the other side of the phone. But we all know Dr. McGovern, he doesn't jump up and down. But he was really excited inside, it just wasn't coming out. And he says, Father, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. And I said, praise God. He goes, no, Father, you don't understand. That there's three other doctors that looked at this. There's nothing there. There was a growth there big time when it's gone. I said, praise God. So then he called me the next day and he says, Father, you don't understand. I go, I do understand. You don't understand. But the point of it is this, that immediately we just don't become these dark hole, black hole people that say, gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want. We always thank God for his prayer, his answer, that he knows what's best for us. And we say, God, I thank you that you hear me. I thank you that you know what's best for me. I thank you that I never offer a prayer without you having the answer. And when we do that, now we have this trust in God. And then it promises us, then the peace of God will guard your heart. Because it's not just a petition of desperation. It's a petition of trust, and that makes all the difference to help kill the anxiety in our life. So, as we know today, what we need to do every time we pray, we always say, thank you that you are good, that you love me, that you know what's best. I trust in you. And then we can have peace, and our anxiety will be less. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.